Palestinian negotiators this week accused Israel of choosing settlements over peace in a protest over the publication of a plan to build 238 housing units in East Jerusalem. U.S.-backed direct peace talks were relaunched on September 2nd, but are foundering over Israel's refusal to extend a 10-month settlement construction freeze that expired on September 26th. Israel has insisted that East Jerusalem was never part of any building freeze since the country annexed it after it was seized in the Six-Day War. Holy Land expert Franciscan Father David Maria Jaeger says settlement building is an obstacle to peace.
Internationally, East Jerusalem is part of what George Bush, the former U.S. president, called the occupation that began in 1967. It is true, of course, that Israel considers itself to have annexed East Jerusalem to its own territory, but neither the United States nor anyone else in the world, and certainly not the Palestinians, has ever recognized this. And the United States has reacted rather sharply to the announcement as being an obstacle to its efforts to get the peace negotiations going again. In reality, the cessation of settlement activities is not part of the peace negotiations. It is being required of Israel by its friends, as well as by others, as necessary for compliance with international law on belligerent occupation that forbids the occupying power from settling elements of its own population in the occupied territory, which is being held only pending a peace treaty. Certainly in the present context, the Palestinians say that building further settlements in the territory that the peace negotiations are supposed to free and pass to an independent Palestinian state, they're doing that. It is not easy to see, it is not possible for them to see how it can be compatible with good faith negotiations. They say that if the purpose of the negotiations is, again in the words of President Bush, ending the occupation that began in 1967, then what sense does it make to perpetuate it instead? The whole situation is now extremely complicated and confused. The U.S. is working very hard to get the peace negotiations back on track. It remains to be seen how successful these efforts will be and how soon that will happen.